Interior Secretary Sally Jewell already rejected a plan to build a road through the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge to link King Cove to the all-weather airport at Cold Bay. All three members of Alaska's congressional delegation are trying to get her to change her mind. Today, as APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, it was Congressman Don Young's turn to press the case.
As a member of the House Natural Resources Committee, Young was allotted 5 minutes to question Jewell on the president's $12 billion budget for Interior. Young asked only about King Cove. And Young wasn't taking no for an answer. In fact, at times, he wasn't taking any answers. Young insisted the birds of the Eisenbeck Refuge would adjust to traffic, like the birds on the George Washington Parkway along the Potomac. Jewell told him the Eisenbeck is a wetland of global significance.
The birds that are in that area are different than the birds in the Potomac River.
And, there are no different. They're the same type of bird, same species as far as genetically goes, and you and I know that.
No, sir, the Pacific Black
Branch. There is exactly the same attitude. They have to get used to it.
When bad weather prevents normal air travel in King Cove, critically ill and injured people have to wait for a Coast Guard helicopter. Such rescues generally happen 4 or 5 times a year, although there have been 5 just since December, and they're said to cost more than $200,000 apiece. Young threatened Jewell with an unpleasant choice. Which of her divisions should Congress deduct that cost from?
Which one of those departments do you think we should take it out of?
Congressman, I will continue to be...
Which one of the departments should we take it out of?
Congressman, I do not believe that money
for
a medical...
Happen,
can I finish? Would you like me to answer the question?
No, I want to ask you which department. You answer.
Jewell also had to defend her King Cove decision last week at a Senate hearing, although Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich were less forceful in style. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.